In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 38 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we're talking with Josh Nielsen. Josh is a managing partner of Grit Marketing, and Grit Marketing was founded in September of 2020 and is a direct-to-home sales organization that contracts its sales teams to established pest control companies across the United States. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
So Josh Nielsen, I grew up kind of all over. I lived overseas for 13 years, Singapore, Australia, South Africa, LA, Miami, moved here for high school, went to school locally just down the road here, BYU. And then just as a summer job, I started doing door-to-door sales, selling pest control. So did that in the summers throughout school. And, you know, studying advertising, decided, you know, to do something a little different and got into, you know, this as my career. So started off at a pest control company as an in-house, you know, regional sales manager. And we managed a few hundred guys with Ben Egan, who's one of our partners. And then COVID hit, and basically we started our own company. So now we're an independent sales force, so third-party sales force, and we sell pest control door-to-door all over the country. So, you know, we're looking to have about 1,000 sales reps, college-age kids.
Mm.
And yeah, so me, Ben Egan, John Taylor, and Garth Massey, and then a bunch of really great leaders and building out our corporate team. So I've been doing this almost, well, just about 10 years, and it's changed a little bit. But I work really with like our creative team. So yeah. Graphic designers, our creative director, Jake Reedy, incredibly talented artist, and our video and photo team. And we do events, the gear, and everything basically that fuels recruiting. So that's mm-hmm. kind of my area of expertise, and I get way excited about it. So
yeah,
kind of what it is.
That's cool. I mean, it's a tricky one to get your head around at first. Pest control doesn't seem so cool.
It's not. We're
working for Grit seems pretty cool from the,
so both of what you said are like, you know, both where the door-to-door sales thing has not been cool for a long, long time. People kind of just, the brand and stuff is like an afterthought. When really, when you're appealing to college kids, you know, the brand and feeling, in our opinion, is like one of the big appeals that gets the foot in the door. So the events, you know, we did this snowboard rail jam with Sean White, Travis Scott, and all this. Now all of a sudden these guys are asking the Grit friends that work here, dude, what is this? Like, how can I be involved? You know, so trying to flip it from a not cool thing at all to a very cool brand. And so that's a big part of, you know, what we're doing with our new headquarters that's finishing being built like this week. So thus we're in Kiln and we love it.
Yeah.
So you build up your sales force, and then the sales force, like, are there any companies that you're currently working with right now that you can talk about?
Yeah. So we, our first year we worked with 13 different pest control companies. We wanted to consolidate so we can deliver a uniform experience to all our sales reps.
Mm.
And, so we worked with 4. So it's, Aptiv Environmental. It's down the street. Green X Pest Control down the street that way, and then Axiom and Romex that are kind of spread out. But our partners are great. We feel super fortunate to have, you know, such great operating partners, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I like the a consistent experience with your sales reps, I imagine, and like you kind of referenced in. How does that work though, once they get in with the other companies? So there's a solid foundational consistency, right? But then there's the layer that these other companies are also adding on to it.
Yeah, it's a great question. So essentially what we've realized, you know, the first year working with 13 different companies, we're like, you know, is it the company that deliver, you know, we recruit, train, and prep all the sales reps in-house, right? And then we send out our managers and teams to all these different markets. So from Portland to Delaware, everywhere in between. And what we found is, like, yes, the product and service changes here and there depending on the company, but the sales pitch, the operations, so we run a large portion of that initial treatment so that that's uniform. Mm. And as well as, you know, the sales rep experience. So the morning meetings, trainings, you know, obviously they wear four different shirts depending on what company they're selling for. But we've been able to make it 95-7% a unique experience. And stuff will change depending on city and market and the culture in those areas regardless. But the idea is to have it be really systematic.
That pain point of both recruitment and training, like, and having solved that for all of those companies, I can't imagine like, this isn't just like, how could every pest control company not want to use you?
We get hit up every day by a new one. There's something like, don't quote me, you can fact check. I would love to know what the actual number is, like 20,000 pest control companies in the US. So Greenex is like number 8 biggest, Aptiv's like 4 or something. So, I mean, and then the other two are smaller, but essentially the large majority of residential pest control is pretty similar. Yeah. Our managers are really good at training on these little tweaks and stuff. But in reality, like, you know, you may sign up to work with us, get like the basic training, and then when you get out to Philadelphia or whatever, tweak this or that depending on the thing. So it goes pretty well.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You got another one?
Go for it.
Well, I'm just wondering how, so you said 95-97%, like how have you done it? Well, give me some examples.
Yeah, so starting in January, so there's kind of like three different times a year. There's the summer, which is typically people go out like end of April, May, June, July, August. That's the selling season. People are, you know, students especially are free then. Then we have kind of the fall going into winter, and that's very heavy on recruiting. Mm. That's where, you know, people are looking to build teams. You know, maybe someone went out and sold for a summer. They come back and bring out 15 of their friends. They, you know, they earn more as managers, and then they work with those reps, training them and prepping them. But in January, we have a weekly huge sales training. So, you know, in the industry, there's this big conventions, door-to-door con run by door-to-door experts in January. So yeah, you're probably familiar with it, but basically they give out this award called the Golden Door Award, which is sales reps that have sold $650,000 worth of pest control win this award. It's equivalent to like a, you know, all NFL or something, you know, all-star, whatever. Most companies don't have people that get it, maybe one, like two is a lot. Last year we had 14 of the 34 awards.
Dang.
This summer we have 37.
What?
So it'll probably be, I mean, by far the large majority. I mean, it's pretty crazy. So to really answer the question of how is training, I mean, the culture and leadership and just like elite sellers that work with grit are the best. And so really just having, you know, good systems where they can deliver this knowledge to new and even veteran sales reps that want to improve. I mean, a huge recruiting piece is we have people come from other companies and triple or quadruple their sales. That's incredible. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. It is, because it isn't just recruitment, is it? It's not attracting just because of some cool logos and graphics.
Totally.
It's experiences, it's events, it's learning, it's culture. And where does that come from? I mean, it must come from you, clearly. Who else is it come
from? So, I mean, realistically, and we see this throughout the industry, right? Like the culture of like the leaders, just you feel through the entire company. So, you know, I would say most people that are familiar with the industry can almost categorize this company as kind of this way, or this is their emphasis or whatever. We like really want a place where people can be themselves, like, you know, not just, you know, do this robotic pitch, do this robot, you know, fit into this thing. It's like, come here, be yourself, take like the things that we teach and train on, and like have that be integrated with like how you do it best. And so we hope like to build the culture because that's the biggest appeal and the biggest driver for results, you know? So, I mean, I would say culture is probably what we're most recognized by. You know, part of the culture is the sales results, the training, you know, the gear, the events, it all has its piece. And, you know, we try to hit it from just every different angle we can.
What's maybe one challenge that you guys are facing right now?
Well, right now, getting into our building. We, like, 2 years ago, I mean, we started building this out. It's a massive space. We got the jazz court going in. We're partners with those guys.
Mm-hmm. Saw that.
Sauna, cold plunge, 35 offs. I mean, sky bridge. It is this big thing. So we feel like, you know, we've kind of bounced from temporary space to temporary space or whatever. But really, like, having a home where people can, like, plant and, like, really just start. So that's maybe just, like, an inconvenience right now. I would, like, maybe not our biggest hurdle. Kiln has been a lifesaver. I mean, literally, we were needing a space for, like, 2 months before it moved in. And this is down the street, worked out. And, yeah. You know, everyone here has been unbelievable. So shout out to Amber and the whole team. So as far as, like, the business goes, outside of, you know, like, the building, the biggest hurdle, I would say, as we're building out our corporate team, like, our sales program is, like dialed. Like, that is great. But, like, building it out and like, knowing where to, like, put our emphasis, you know, where there's so many different options.
Mm.
And so we just brought on Chris Taylor, who's been a high-level guy at Qualtrics for years, has tons of experience. So we're really excited to integrate his knowledge and experience to really know where best to allocate our resources and energy.
What's his role? Sorry.
He is our VP of strategy.
Okay.
He started last week. So we're excited for that. But I mean, I think the biggest thing everyone's excited for that's been a pain point is getting into our new building.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's cool. But the Utah Jazz thing, like, that's a big partnership. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been awesome.
Where did
that
come from?
You know, so Aptiv has done, we're really good friends with, you know, Vess Pearson, Edmund Mackey, and these guys that run Aptiv. And they've done over the years a bunch of different, you know, sponsorships and they have a box and all this stuff. So we started talking to the Jazz team through those guys. And then we were really the first of this kind of unique partnership style where we do three events at the Delta Center. We have the LEDs and branding and all this stuff. And then part of the thing was we needed a basketball court. They, you know, every few years renew or get new courts. And so we're putting the City Edition court in there.
The actual court.
The actual court.
No way.
It's in right now.
That's insane.
Yep, getting refinished.
I'm waiting
tomorrow.
I'm waiting to come and see it.
Yeah, you when guys got to come back, check it out. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, we'll be there.
So it's going to be fun. December 2nd, we have our big grand opening. Yeah. You're all welcome.
Cool.
And whoever's listening to this, it's going to be huge. We have the Jazz dancers, the Jazz Bear, all these guys coming.
What?
Likely have like a bunch of pop ups, food, and maybe a concert. So
the next version of X4, grit, next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. Cool. It's going to be fun.
So, so to just give, I think it's interesting to see where some of your passions and some of your kind of learnings have come before you did grit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's your family, your parents, your siblings, it doesn't really matter, but just take us back further back.
Okay.
Because you were all over the world, right?
Yeah. So I grew up moving literally like every 2 years. The longest place before here I'd lived anywhere was 3 years. So I was born in Kentucky, moved to Melbourne, Australia, then to Johannesburg, South Africa, then to Singapore, yeah, and to Sydney, Australia. I mean, so I think for me, like, one of the reasons why, you know, I really like in sales, like, I like the connection with people, mm-hmm, stuff. Like, you know, I had to just learn how to make friends everywhere I went and just, mm-hmm, kind of, mm-hmm, be able to do that. Cause when you're moving, either, yeah, figure it out or don't have friends. And so I feel like, you know, and I still see myself in this role as a recruiter. The social media is really just a tool for recruiting or events, mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of like that piece where I just really fell in love with like having a cool opportunity that like had blessed my life a ton with like being a student, being able to pay for school, you know, buy a house and, you know, have these opportunities that I otherwise wouldn't have. So I'm passionate about like that opportunity. And then I love working with great people. On top of that, you know, I have like a creative background. I was like an oil painter in high school. I always like my family is incredibly adventurous. My parents are, I mean, I remember in we were in New Zealand when I was like five and they're like bungee jumping, and, you know, we go skydiving every year as a family. So like,
that's cool.
Really like kind of this out of the box, like mentality is like how I grew up. And so finding unique ways to like do things different.
Yeah.
So that's one of our core principles is like being unconventional. And, and you know, a lot of that, if you go to the office, you'll see we have like what looks like the inside of a cave. It's like a cave tunnel. And, you know, so we just, I say this all the time, even saying like, you know, we have 37 Golden Door, you know, winning reps, people will try to find this thing to dispute. It's like, well, yeah, but this, and it's like, you really like, it's hard to prove better where everyone's so biased, but you really can show being different. So we believe it's like be different enough where people have to like pick. And so that's like this angle of kind of looking at what we do and doing things differently and better. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that that's like something that, you know, I don't think I actively choose to do in my life, but I just somehow just inherently do things kind of counter. You know,
not different. Straddling a center. You're on one side. And I really like that idea. Force people to pick, you know?
Yeah.
It's like this or that.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Do you have any follow-up?
No, we are at 18.
We are. I just wanted to say there's a couple of things, but one of them is, this is kind of funny. I picked, my son loves to thrift.
Yeah.
And we actually just did a road trip to Colorado and thrifted a load of things and he loves it. But one of the things I picked up, this is actually a year ago when he was thrifting, I saw a really nice hoodie.
Yeah.
It was soft gray. It said sink or swim. Now, I don't know why it was.
I helped design it.
I don't know why it was in the thrift store because it was top.
That's hilarious.
It was top
in Colorado.
This was more locally, but it was high quality. I could tell it was really nice. And I've worn it like on and off. I love hoodies.
Yeah.
So I've been wearing it on and off for a year. I was like, grit. And like, I think a couple of people might have said like grit. Oh, grit's something. I didn't ever cotton on to it. I was like, who is this company? Because we always believed inside the company I used to work for American Express. Like we had to do stuff that, if we're going to create something, it better look nice and feel nice.
100%.
And, like, and challenge the status quo and whatever else. Anyhow, then I realized the other day when I looked at it, I was like, oh,
that's
my goodness.
So funny.
This is the same thing. And they shouldn't have thrown it to the thrift store. Because I could tell it was like, it really wasn't about the company, what you do.
Yeah.
It was how you think. Sink or swim. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I remember working on that hoodie. It's funny, you know, how appropriate for an all commission job, right? But you know, it's like, you know, we say this, we all sink or we all swim. And so it's just, it is a very team oriented like environment, you know, both in training, recruiting, especially out in the summer, we have like these crazy competitions.
Yeah.
And, the brand, you know, like we, like even in the details, think about the like nicer, not just like these name brand things, but like really high-end quality things, you notice the different touch. You know, we've done stuff where like the eyelets are branded and these things, because what it says is like, if you're going above and beyond on the gear and doing everything fully,
right,
you know, hopefully and we try to do that in every different facet of the business, but you know, that interaction that you have with the thing or an event or, you know, your friend or what you see them posting, it all comes through, and that is the brand. And so that's so funny. I'm a big thrift guy myself. Yeah. I was just at yesterday, the Rose Bowl flea market in LA.
Really?
And it's like one of my favorite things. It's crazy. You gotta go if you haven't been.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer SWELL in the question, how did you hear about us? Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com. Book a tour and be sure to mention SWELL in the question, how did you hear about us?
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Motera Campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Motera instead. With 3 van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps 4 and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Motera offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone else.
Visit gomotera.com/swell. That's gomotera.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Are you a golfer?
I am.
The hat?
I am, yeah.
Malvin, they put out some pretty sweet clothes.
They do. Yeah, it's funny. You know, it's like one of my favorite brands. Yeah. I think that they are
they're doing
companies
some different
stuff. General, I mean, these guys have a new collab with a different brand all the time. And this like model that they've built is the reason why, you know, it's like Lululemon. I basically own whatever thing of Lululemon that I like. And every year it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. If they were to do a collab with that Lulu, you know, Nike thing or whatever thing, right? Like it gives this new reason for people to check it out. And so I think like that's a really interesting thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done collabs with, you know, a bunch of different people and stuff. We're working on one right now with like Sean White's company. Yeah. And I think it's a really interesting way to attach, you know, bring two different audiences together.
Yeah. So
Melvin's, they're the best.
Yeah, they do an amazing job at it. Yeah, 100%.
It's a mashup. I mean, that's all you're doing. You're laying up other things, and that's what you've done with, you know, whether it's bringing snow in. What time of year was it when you brought snow to Salt Lake?
So it's funny. It was winter. It was mid-March, but I mean, we brought in 40 tons of ice, and had so it's these guys that build all the half pipes and stuff for Winter X Games came out from California and built this insane setup in the middle of a Gateway Mall. And then we were working with Jeremy Jones, local, like the OG, you know, street snowboard guy, Sean White, Travis Scott. So we did some collab stuff with Cactus Jack. It was crazy. And then obviously with the Jazz. So that was one of our events with the Jazz. I think we had like almost 15,000 people come, and
that's insane. That
All-Star weekend.
Isn't that fun though? Like to just mash and layer things that you
That's
like.
A big theme of what we're talking about.
I know.
It's bringing two things together to create something new.
We need to finish, but I want to say the last thing is around your vision for the future, because you do talk about, okay, you knock doors, you make good money, but like, and you might stay and climb the ladder, which I'm sure there's plenty of opportunities inside the company. But what I like about it is that you've got lawyers, you've got people that are paying for law school.
I like that you've got lawyers.
They're paying for their school to become a lawyer, or Mark Mann becomes very successful with backcountry swell. Maybe that's what he'll do full time.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me what your vision is for that, whether it's the university or whatever, just briefly, because I know we need to wrap up. But
I mean, there's, depending on the company in the door-to-door space, there's kind of a few different models. One is like, quit school, come work with us, be here, grow, right? And it's like that, you know, some people really want that, some don't. Our thing is like, come give to the culture, come be a part of this, and then do what makes sense, most sense for you. If that means you really love this and you love working with people and running teams, come recruit and manage teams and build, you know, this entire region. Go have, you know, we have guys that have 300-400 sales reps. And then, you know, we've had a handful of our corporate team, like, you know, Jake Hamilton, he's in sales ops, and you know, now he's you know, a director, and went and got his master's in finance. And it's like, you know, he adds this entire like huge different value to us, but still gets to work with us. So come be here, work with us, or take, you know, the experience, the skill set, the financial upside. And, you know, if Mark wants to at some point go say, hey, like, I think this backcountry swell, you know, idea has these legs, go do that. And so use this for whatever fuels you. And, you know, our biggest thing we say all the time is like, our goal is to have the biggest influence on individuals as family and families as we can, the most possible. And so, you know, as we do different things in the business, whether that's owning pest control branches, you know, throwing a music festival or whatever things it is, the core business will likely always be, you know, this sales engine. And, you know, and then we'll have tons of different opportunities that we can go. And we say fail fast and cheap. And, you know, things that work best, we'll keep doing. So,
yeah. Well, we've gone way over.
We do have to ask one other question.
Oh, yeah.
So we always ask everybody in this podcast the same question at the end. What does it take to take an idea and create something that never existed before, create a movement, challenge the status quo?
You can't say grit.
Any of those options, it's up to you. I love your thoughts.
I would say you could have the best idea in the world. You could have the funding, you could have everything, but if you don't have the right people, I think you're dead in the water. No one can do anything by themselves. No one has, really. And it requires an elite team, and you know, the culture of that team will drive the success or failure of whatever that is. But when you get the right people and put them in the right spots and let them work, I think that you get the passion and everything else that pushes that idea to existence. So I would say emphasis on people.
I love it. That's perfect.
Thank you so much for taking the time. And
that's a wrap.
You're
one of the 100.
One of the 100. We had to have you.
Pleasure.
On, Josh. I know you're busy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of The Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey. And you can do that in two ways. One, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube. And follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, @TheSwellPod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.